Hello, everyone. Excuse the stuffy nose. It's allergy season right now for me. Every year since I'm a teenager, and the month of May is not my favorite. The town is beautiful, but that's how I sound like. Today, I'd like to talk about why journaling makes you trust in life. And in your life, do you journal already, or is it something you've been contemplating doing? Or do you, if you journal already, do you read what you wrote? So what is journaling for those of you who don't know? It's writing about on paper or computer your thoughts, goals, your life, anything really. I personally started that practice when I was living in Canada 14 years ago because the company I was working for gifted us a diary where we could do exactly all the things I listed before. And it was in the company culture to provide a journal for every. So it was a shop, and for every shop they provided a shop journal where all the employees working there could write if they wanted to, of course, could write about their mood or day, how things were going for them, if they had a problem in particular, a kind of check-in of the day, they call that. So the goal of that was to let other people know. Other employees know what was going on with that person, especially if they were not feeling so good that day. That was actually a nice way to show more compassion in the team and understanding. It was cool. I don't remember writing much, to be honest, in that journal for everyone, but I remember reading some stuff and it was interesting, I think. I was 20, so I didn't really know much about life, I guess. But in my personal journal, I remember having started with a poem, which I don't re usually write, because I was freshly in love and I had my first kiss with that person. And then I wrote about everything, my love story basically. In general, after that first poem, and I still have the journal, I was writing about the things I found exciting or the things I felt sad about, mostly about the relationship, to be honest. And I would sometimes stick concert tickets in it and anything I did or found cool. And once that first journal was full, I bought another one and another one and another one, and now I have, I don't know, a dozen of them. And I've been doing that with, I stick things in, I don't know if it's the right word, but I don't put so many concert tickets in it or cards or things like that anymore. It's mostly writing or drawing. Maybe it got replaced with a bit of drawing actually. I also wrote a lot about doubts I had or when I had to make a choice. I remember being at university because I know these things because one of my first book project was to, and it might still happen, who knows? I think it will happen. It's just a crazy work. Was to write a book about and read all those journals and write kind of a memoir or something out of those journals. But yeah, it has not happened yet. But I remember in one of my in the second or third journal, I was at university in south of France and I wasn't sure if I wanted to continue the master degree or if I wanted to stop. And spoiler alert, I ended up stopping and I didn't finish it, but I was really writing about that for pages and pages and pages. And I was wondering, should I continue? Should I go back to Basel? What should I do? It's a good way to when you have something on your mind like this and you cannot make a decision and talking about it with people won't help. I mean, now I do other things like give it up to something higher, or basically that, actually give it up to something higher, waiting for a sign from somewhere to have the answer. But I also still write things down in my journal and ask for an answer there. But what was interesting, I think, at the time was that I thought that, and I think I talked about that in another podcast, that I thought that there was only option A or B, and there was no option C. It was either I stop the master and I come back to Basel, or I keep going. I didn't know there were many other letters in the alphabet then. But so those diaries are my most precious possessions. They're even more precious than photos. And those are the things I would take on an island, on a deserted island, if I had to. It's probably actually that kind of practice that then later brought me to write blog posts and now a book that I'm trying to edit. And I just did that this afternoon, so I'm on the right path. But yeah, it's not easy, the editing part so far. I've been asking for ease and flow, but mostly what works is coffee. making this blog, it is, yeah, blog post / podcast is actually my little reward for editing a little bit. I thought, okay, if I edit, I can then do that. So that's the fun part. Also, what started this actual podcast was me postponing editing the book, because while editing or trying to edit, I got the idea to write about this. Yeah, for me, journaling and writing in general really helps me understand myself better. And it's a juicy process to put my thoughts on paper or computer and to see them alchemize into realization sometimes. So what specifically inspired me to talk about this right now is the notes I was reading from April 2020, and the title of the document was What I Was Going Through This Week. It got me super curious, because I was like, what was I going through back in 2020? And as I opened the document, I realized it was all about trust. And all the things, as I was reading what I was struggling with at the time, I realized that they all got taken care of, like, by now. They never happened. All the things I thought were gonna happen, or I was worried were gonna happen, they never happened. So I was like, wow. It's amazing, actually, that we often worry about things. I mean, we all know that, right? We often worry about the worst-case scenario, and touch wood most of the time, turns out pretty well. So reading that post made me realize again, we can really trust. And in fact, I think the more we trust, the more beautiful our life is going to get. I think the more we trust in ourselves, in our life, the more beautiful it gets. And not only do the worries not happen, but also the things, what I've noticed when I read again Word documents or my journals or random pieces of paper that I found, that I find when I'm decluttering. Often I write down goals, my goals for the next few months or next month or next few years. And I do that on a regular basis. So I read that and I'm surprised sometimes to notice, oh, that did happen actually, that goal did manifest, and I forgot about it because now it's part of my life and it's so normal. And we tend to, or I tend to, focus on the things I don't have. I think we all do that, but we don't notice the little achievements that we make in our life, and we focus on what we didn't achieve yet, make happen. So to notice, oh yeah, I do have that, I am there, I'm doing this thing, I have an office where I wanted an office, I am married, I am writing a book, or whatever it is that we list, if that's in your practice. So my invitation for you today, this week or this weekend, is to either start journaling, or if it's in your practice, you can read what you wrote either back in the days or last month, last year, and notice what you achieved or what happened in your life. Maybe you had planned something but turned out to be something completely different for the better. Notice and see if you can find some trust, some more trust in yourself and in life. Thank you for listening.